Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. Bob DiCarlo here with your midweek edition of the RBR Morning E-Paper for Wednesday, June 9th. Radio companies warn Wall Street about the second quarter. We've got all the details and more. So sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money. Period. As we get on with today's hot ones.
RBR Radio News.
No one is yet lowering their official guidance for the quarter, but radio companies are telling Wall Street investors that revenues aren't proving to be as robust as had been anticipated. At the Deutsche Bank Securities Media Conference in New York, Entercom said its revenues might be only up 5%, not the promised 6%. But Radio 1 said it was still confident of its 6 to 8% growth projection, as was Emmis with its 5% target. When consolidation was the name of the game, being a pure-play radio company made you a Wall Street darling. In fact, Emmis got hammered by investors for expanding into TV. But at that same Deutsche Bank conference, Radio 1 CFO Scott Royster said, "The future is cross-platform, and we're talking TV here, folks." The RIAA is asking the federal government to legislate copyright protection for sound recordings aired on HD radio broadcasts. They have contacted the FCC and other industry trade groups so far on its campaign. Plus, CEO Mitch Bainwall will discuss it at an upcoming hearing scheduled on copyright issues facing webcasters.
RBR, Ad Biz.
President Bush and Democratic rival Senator John Kerry will pull their campaign ads Friday, the day of former President Ronald Reagan's funeral. The two campaigns are trying to avoid politicking during a time of national mourning. Over in television with RBR's sister morning e-paper, TVBR.
TV News.
Here is what's happening. While not naming news corporations specifically, the Media Rating Council has condemned media outlets who sponsor ads which seek to impact ratings. 60 Minutes has just supplanted CNN as the most believable news source available in broadcast and cable. Now that News Corporation is in control at DirecTV, the company is getting out of the software business. Read all the details in today's TVBR e-paper. And last, good radio executives are hard to find. So if you're searching, contact Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She will walk you through how to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR, and we'll do an outstanding audio ad for you. So use today's technology. Call Kathy today. I'm Bob DiCarlo. That's the midweek edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper. Have a terrific day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.